I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum.
He said
you were
racist.
He said you were racist.
Just answer one question. Yes or no?
What about the fake person?
Yes or no?
And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, March 20th, 2024 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, to be sure. And the subject of the year really is war and warfare. We are at war, dear comrades. And most people are painfully unaware. There are not tanks rolling through the streets or bombs dropping in the air. And therefore, most people are, you know, you feel it, you know it, but you don't consciously acknowledge it. You're not consciously aware of it. And I think that's fortunate. I see it all around us. So we'll talk about that from a variety of perspectives and hopefully in an effort not to be depressing and to further deepen the despair that I think we all feel. I mean, we can feel it. I think a lot these days about Alan Watt and his telling of the tale, you know, before he passed away, and that's dishonest language. George Carlin would not be impressed. You know, before Alan Watt died, he told us, you know, he used to remind us the Club of Rome thinks that we're all useless eaters. I think we need to be telling this story to one another, and we need to be telling it in very simple terms. And just being honest about some of the things that are happening all around us. You know, every time you see the Gladio archetype, you know, when we leave Afghanistan and we leave billions of dollars in materiel behind, regardless of what the generals said yesterday in yesterday's congressional testimony, maybe we'll talk about that a little bit. It functions as the Gladio archetype right out in plain sight. Here's a bunch of stuff that now will disappear into the woodwork and will come out to bite us in the rear end at the absolute worst possible time. These are reasons not to let Johnny and Sally doesn't belong in the military anyway. I'm just going to say that. not because women don't deserve to do equal things, but women don't belong in the military. Men, your job is to protect them. And when we get that flipped around, we are in trouble. When we think that ladies should be protecting men, I mean, think about there is the issue of permanent the permanent military, basically. And the concept of, you know, the military is a career, which is anathema. That also is messed up. But when you start viewing this thing, you know, think about how women are wired generally, and that they are by nature predisposed to nurture, to be loving and caring. And you put that together with a career. Sun Tzu observed that all warfare is based on deception. If you read, you know, someone like Machiavelli, that takes the concept of all warfare. And, you know, all warfare is based on deception sounds fairly pedestrian. But if you read Machiavelli, takes it to a whole new level. When you read Clausewitz, it takes it to a whole new level. You know, the concept of total war and ultimately, you know, it's the, you know, if you read Clausewitz on war, published in 1832, for example, you get the idea that, you know, it's the Highlander model. There can be only one. And by any and all means necessary, kill or be killed. But don't be killed. You know, you think of, what's his name? Patton. You know, if you get yourself killed, you're an idiot kind of thing, you know. So Clausewitz takes this to a whole new level. This is antithetical to the nature of a woman. To employ deception at every level. And when you institutionalize the military, I think this is why, you know, this is one of the many reasons that the Constitution strictly forbids. It does not allow for a standing army. Congress can raise an army and appropriate funds for a period of 2 years. Yesterday, Milley and what's his name? Why can't I think of his name? McKenzie, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs and former CENTCOM commander, respectively, they testified before Congress. And, you know, it was real interesting. I'm sure you didn't see this. We don't see this, but I want to raise awareness on this kind of stuff. And I think we should become more vigilant. The signatures. Why did Milley appear to date his witness Truth and Testimony as 18 August 2024? That's weird. What's that all about? And why did McKenzie appear to date his 6 allowed 20 sword 24 or something? It's weird. You should look. In fact, maybe I'll share these links. With Mrs. Bordop and see if she can decipher these, because it's worth a look. And you have to ask yourself what's going on, especially when you look at McKenzie's, you look at McKenzie's signature, to me, it's a big middle finger gesture. We are literally watching the character that Jack Nicholson patterned, what's his name after, from A Few Good Men. Just the loathsome disdain. What am I doing here? You people are a joke. If you go to yesterday's the docs.house.gov, you can't find this stuff. This is not easily shared. You know, it's kind of the best of, you know, it's the best of times, the worst of times. Because yes, there's stuff, you know, on the internet, and you can, we can see it, we can share it with one another. But you can't find anything. And since we have this celebration of ignorance going on, who wants to look at this stuff anyway? But I assure you, if you look at it, I believe that people will feel empowered to know things about what's going on, you know, as far as how the sausage is being made. And then, of course, we have to track further up the food chain, and that's part of the conversation as well. But I think it's important to know these things. So, witness, truth, and testimony. How do you get to this? Which, let me see if I can find this quickly and easily so that you can see this for yourself. Because if I, you know, you'll never find it in a search. But we should know where to find this stuff. You can look for yourself. See what you think. Truth and Testimony Disclosure Form. In accordance with Rule 11, Clause 2G5, of the rules of the House of Representatives, witnesses are asked to disclose the following information. Please complete this form electronically by filling in the provided blanks. Committee HFAC, House Foreign Affairs. Hearing date 3/19. Hearing title, an assessment of the Biden administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan by America's generals. Heaven forbid either one of these folks have to fill this out not electronically. Give me a break. You're representing yourself or an organization, self, witness type, non-governmental. Are they both? Yeah, both non-governmental, retired, et cetera, et cetera. And you get down to the bottom, and McKenzie's signature is a scribble. And, you know, I defy anybody to read that date. What is that date? You know what it's not? It's not 320 or 3/19/2024. It's not that. Same with Milley. What is that date? At least his signature is legible. My grandfather, you know, we need to do the prayer before we get going. Yeah, August 18, 2024. Exactly. That's Milley's signature, right? That's what it looks like. Is this a way to play a stupid, like, Masonic type joke? I didn't perjure myself because, you know, I didn't date it right. So therefore, knowingly providing material false information to this committee subcommittee or knowingly concealing material information from this committee subcommittee is a crime, 18 U.S.C. Section 1001. This form will be made part of the hearing record. The forms, you know, the date is provided material false information. It looks like 18 Ag 2024. You know, I didn't mention it yesterday, but yesterday was National Ag Day. So maybe that's what Milley was doing. He was just dating. Maybe he was thinking, hey, it's Ag Day. But it says it's 18. It's not 19. I don't know. Maybe he signed it a day early. Maybe he saw 18 USC. But it's not March. Looks like 18 August. That's what everybody says who looks at it. So happy National Ag Day. But seriously, what is that? 18 August? And then McKenzie's signature is terrible. And this is, you know, this doesn't mean much necessarily, but I think it does. Who cares? No one looks. You guys are a disgrace. We don't, you know. Why am I here? You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. And I say baloney. Baloney. It's a disgrace. They are the disgrace. We need to be telling the story. We need to be the storytellers. The storytellers rule society. Fine. Let the people tell the story. Stop letting Johnny and Sally sign up for this thing. I'm getting ahead of myself, but you know, the way that Ben Suit put it over at, you know, he's part of the Costs of War project. I've talked about that. You know what they estimated? As the final number, U.S. cost to date for the war in Afghanistan in billions. Guess what their number is? I don't want to get ahead of myself. Let's see, where am I? Legislative. If you go to... No, that's not it. If you go to docs.house.gov/committee/calendar/by-week-altogether-B-W.aspx. I know, that's ridiculous. You will see the committee repository, which is a calendar basically, and you have links to things. So if you go there today, it will automatically append, you know, question mark week of equals this week to the URL, and you can click on yesterday's committee on foreign affairs 1 p.m. meeting details. That will take you to the event Tuesday, March 19. And you know what? I hate military dates, by the way. 19 March. The month comes first. It's confusing for your brain, for context. That's backwards. 19 what? My brain goes, well, 19 what? Oh, okay, March. I'm confused. I have to switch those around. Okay, nah, okay. And I think that's all on purpose. Anyway, Ben Suit is part of the Costs of War project. You can find his profile over at the Brown University Watson Institute Costs of War project. Been involved with it for a few years now. He, in an interview a couple years ago, June 22nd, 2022, he said it very well. You know, when it comes to, maybe we'll play that. Maybe we'll just play that clip because, and I think we've played it before, but it's important to hear. We should be telling this story instead of being gaslighted on the same old baloney. Afghanistan was Vietnam. Brzezinski said we gave the Soviets their Vietnam War. That's what he said. Who's been in their second Vietnam War for two decades? Stick around. We'll be right back.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit. Fact bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Raja Yana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
This, you know, I don't usually ask stuff, but, or I don't know, I guess the proper term is demand, but I'm going to say, you know, please, I'm going to implore you, please go check this out. Maybe I'm just imagining this, but I don't think so. I think this is the disdain. This is the epitome of the kind of thing that, Andrew Breitbart is talking about in that Hating Breitbart intro, you know, the flyover country people don't need to know what we're doing. And, you know, for that matter, there are the emails. Let's see, Larry sends me a couple days ago, Anatomy of the Tech Industrial Complex, over at Activist Post. Executive branch doesn't, you know, and this is, I mean, obviously, sure, of course. In the news this week, there's a lot of controversy over the U.S. House of Representatives voting on Bill H.R. 7521, which gives the executive branch of government the power to control and or censor the content on websites and apps that are considered to be foreign owned. You know, one of the things that's deeply disturbing also, I mean, this is disturbing in all kinds of ways. This has already been happening indirectly or from a, I don't know, how do you say, defensive posture or whatever, but now it's more offensive. That's kind of the, you know, and it, so it starts with Chinese-owned social media. I don't think we should be on that anyway, personally. I don't have a TikTok account, never will. But everyone's on it. Nah. I always feel dirty and gross when I try to post anything on social media these days. And then, you know, your feed gets messed up. You search for anything. The AI doesn't, it's not smart. As much as we hear, oh, it's so smart. If it's smart, then why is it feeding me ads in YouTube in Spanish? I don't want to hear ads in Spanish. I don't want to hear ads at all. But if I hear them, why do I want to hear them in Spanish? What makes an algorithm think that I want to hear an ad in Spanish? That somehow that will appeal to me. So, anyway, this is deeply disturbing for many reasons, you know, not the least of which, obviously, why does anyone get to decide for you what you will post or not post? It's thought control. It's pre-crime, right? It's happening right before our very eyes. And what this ends up being psychologically is self-censorship. Oh, well, I better not say anything that might get me in trouble. Psychological warfare. Like I said yesterday, everything is psyop. It's conditioning. Death by a thousand cuts. The public debate centers around the Chinese-owned social media. So will you fight for your right to be on a Chinese-owned social media platform, or will you self-censor and other censor? It's, you know, the technique of infamy. Two non-choices. Insane. So, you know, there's that. There's Eleanor's stuff, the flurry of proposed money systems, gold and silver, cryptocurrencies, etc., being discussed on shows. Central bank digital currency seems to be accepted as a fait accompli. Not for me. Have we forgotten, you know, the scenario posed in The Net, for example, with Sandra Bullock, or, you know, Enemy of the State with Will Smith and Gene Hackman, among others? Those are the popular ones. Now we'll just shut you off. Now you don't exist. Can't buy or sell. How far are you going to get before we round you up? Not far. Or, you know, what happens in iRobot? All of these movies, the utopians, you know, they always out themselves. They always tell the story. That's Asimov's deal, right? iRobot. Another movie starring Will Smith. And so, you know, it's a utopia, except it turns on the people and, oh, it did it itself. Well, maybe it was designed that way. That's what we... If you're in Davos, that's what you see, isn't it? Stick around. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people, because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Apologize real quick. I know that I'm all over the place. I know that it sounds like a, you know, it's a big old mud pie that I'm making. I apologize for that. Probably sounds chaotic. I'm deeply disturbed and very upset by all of this. It truly does remind me of the scenarios that I've mentioned to give a visual, which is very disturbing. In both cases, I do think of, you know, the two that really rise to the top of mind for me are the, you know, in addition to the, you know, Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men, his loathsome disdain, which is what I see in Millie and Mackenzie, and, you know, not just them. I mean, the half of the House Foreign Affairs Committee members didn't show up. I think it was like 19 or 20 or something out of, I think it's 54, something like that, members. half of the committee is not in chamber. Why not? Nobody's there. And the generals are, you know, you can see, you can, the, their disdain is palpable, in my opinion. Why am I here? You people are a disgrace. You use words like honor and blah, blah, blah as a punchline. And, you know, they say garbage like that. And then when we want to talk about Abbeygate, for example, I thought it was real interesting that Milley had the audacity, I think, to mention, you know, the Gold Star families. And I guess Steve Nakui couldn't make it. I reached out to the families. You know, I'm representing three Gold Star families here today, and Steve Nakui is the father of Lance Corporal Kareem Nakui, and he was the guy who got cuffed and stuffed by Capitol Police. It's funny how a Gold Star father gets cuffed and stuffed during the State of the Union, right? When he's shouting Abbeygate. Been a couple of years, three years now, I think. He's upset for obvious reasons. Abbeygate, Capitol Police apprehend this guy. But, you know, when we have a LARPing exercise, a strategy of tension episode, then we call that an insurrection. And Capitol Police are helping the LARPers into the Capitol. But in this case, a Gold Star father, Steve Nakui, father of Lance Corporal Kareem Nakui, he is handcuffed by Capitol Police. It's a disgrace to America. Invite that guy up. You know, if you invite him up, let him give him the podium. Let him talk about the State of the Union. Let Steve Nakui talk about it. Wasn't it Smedley Butler who said the, you know, war is the only racket in which the profits are counted in dollars and the losses are counted in lives? I think it was Smedley Butler. Steve Nakui knows that better than anyone. The reality of the lie has come home to roost, and he can't shake himself of it, nor his family. And I'm sure, I don't want to, you know, play politics with this, but I would imagine that this is exactly the kind of scenario that I'm talking about, where they don't properly count the cost. They don't understand it. They don't comprehend it. They don't realize that they sent young Lance Corporal Kareem Nakui off to be cannon fodder. Listen to Steve Nakui tell the story about Lance Corporal Kareem Nakui pushing a pen at a desk while the Taliban protects the airport, Hamid Karzai International Airport. What is that all about? Well, we have to, you know, we have to do this thing wrong so that we can leave a bunch of stuff there. If we do it right, we can't leave billions of dollars worth of materiel there so that we can keep the embers burning. The guys, you know, that say, oh, if we could just finish the job, there's a reason it never gets finished. And, you know, for that matter, Afghanistan is not just Mackinder's heartland theory. It's if you can do it there, you can do it anywhere. And that's what's happening. There is a gulag archipelago that is shaping up. That's why I mentioned, you know, Green Berets permanently stationed in Taiwan yesterday, for example. It's the, you know, the idea that we're going to take our guys, groom them through special forces, run them into, I don't know, maybe career agency stuff, or maybe they muster out and then they, you know, I'll do my parlay my talents into the private sector. And then they end up on some security detail halfway around the world. Or they end up training security forces, air quotes. Oops, that keeps backfiring. What is shaping up eventually is the gulag, the archipelago police state worldwide. Everyone has different uniforms. There's this continuity of government. There are, you know, like we have multi-jurisdictional task forces here. Everyone is going to get that model. Think about it. Just think about on the face of it. This country, America, has the highest per capita incarceration rate in the entire world. It is a police state. Radley Balco literally wrote the book on the subject years ago. And years before that, R.J. Hillhouse and Tim Sherrock told us that the alphabet soup functionality has been largely outsourced. Kofor Black admitted as much. Eric Prince, guys like that. Now, Enrique Rick Prado is on YouTube as a hero. That's where we've come to. It's insane. We are a generation down the road and the young kids don't know. So if you're not a 20-something and you remember some of this stuff, you need to be telling these stories and saying, no, no, no. All of those YouTube channels, like I discussed yesterday, that's recruitment. You are the new Taliban here. So America is a police state, highest per capita incarceration rate in the entire world, the entire civilized world. And we're training everybody. It's our, you know, we're sort of the tip of the spear training everyone. So they're all going to get, you know, we have all of these war colleges and think tanks and things that teach us how to do wars, you know, professionally. And all of that's led by British intrigue. All the best, you know, worst ideas. Speaking of Mackinder and guys like Kitson et al. You know, the best worst ideas are floated by the British and adopted over here, and then that becomes the tip of the spear, and you know what? They don't have to get blood on their hands, but and then guys like Milley and McKenzie show up in Congress and there's hand wringing. Michael McCall says I believe that accountability ensures mistakes of the past are not repeated, but from where I sit, I think he said the president and this administration refuse to acknowledge their failures. There's an inscription at the National Archives down the street that reads what is past is prologue. That's ironic. It's Shakespeare. That's Shakespeare. So there's intrigue there. And do you understand the implications? You can go to Wikipedia, congressman, and read the historical meaning. The phrase was originally used in The Tempest, Act 2, Scene 1. Antonio uses it to suggest that all that has happened before that time, the past, has led Sebastian and himself to this opportunity to do what? To do what they are about to do, commit murder. In the context of the preceding and next lines, and by that destiny, to perform an act whereof what's past is prologue, what to come in yours and my discharge. Antonio is, in essence, rationalizing to Sebastian and the audience that he and Sebastian are fated to act by all that has led up to that moment. Well, you know what? We're here. We got to just, you know, got to do what we got to do now. We can't talk about it or think about it. The past has set the stage for their next act as a prologue does in a play. Can also be taken to mean that everything up until now has merely set the stage for Antonio and Sebastian to make their own destiny. So Congressman McCall uses this inscription at the National Archives down the street. There's a, it's, you know, the monument is dripping with symbolism too, by the way. What do you call that? A relief? I don't know. Anyway, the pedestal is dripping with symbolism. What is past is prologue. And by the way, so is Robert Aiken's present or future. Which is it? Robert Ingersoll Aiken. What is past is prologue. And so McCall said, and I launched this investigation to make sure that the mistakes made in Afghanistan never, ever happen again. There's always this, you know, whatever. Who goes to prison? You know, we always hear this. All we ever hear is never again. And then there's, you know, budget appropriations. Does anyone ever go to prison or the brig as a result of this stuff? Lives lost. Like I said, Steve Nakui was at the State of the Union. Where was he yesterday? Why didn't they have him testify yesterday? If Milley was so concerned with representing the Gold Star families, have Steve Nakui testify during the hearing. Let him tell his story. Gregory Meeks had some interesting remarks. Anyway, I'm far afield. I need to do the prayer and stuff. I'm upset because those two scenes that I mentioned, other than Nicholson in A Few Good Men, his disgust for all the people around him. You people are inferior to me. And it's ironic. The irony of that, the painful irony, is that the people who use the generals to direct, to guide and direct the cannon fodder to make this circus a reality so that the defense contractors, so-called, they're not defense, there's no defense, so they can keep making obscene profits so that we can keep moving back toward Genesis 11 because, you know, like Alan Watts said, the end of opposition is when they'll have their peace. Peace, peace, the devil's man says. Go to the Center for New American Security Wikipedia entry. Employees, budgets, and writings. Employees, budget, and writings. CNAS has approximately 30 employees and a budget of under $6 million, a budget under $6 million. The organization's top donors include Northrop Grumman Aerospace Systems, Open Society Foundations, Airbus Group, the Boeing Company. Oh, you mean the same Boeing Company that probably had John Barnett murdered? Implausibly deniable fashion, of course. Maybe it was, you know, Comrades in Arms. You watch my back, I'll watch yours. Continuing, Chevron Corporation, Lockheed, Raytheon, BAE, BP, Exxon. What did Michael Rupert say in Crossing the Rubicon? Wherever you find Halliburton and subsidiaries, you find guns, drugs, oil. This is funny. You find the same over at the Center for New American Security. Hey, Boeing, if you want to, if you want to completely get rid of the scuttlebutt at the water cooler or the coffee pot, if you want people not to talk about your company like, you know what, they probably murdered John Barnett, I'm just going to say that's my firm belief. Barnett's attorney seemed to share similar sentiments when he said something to the effect of they should have a full investigation. I hope they leave no stone unturned. If you want those kinds of rumblings and those whisperings on the wind to go away, Boeing, then lead the charge and say, you know what, we're going to sponsor the investigation. We want a full investigation done because we don't want anyone thinking we had anything to do with John Barnett killing himself. So we're going to pay for it all. We'll make sure that we get the best forensic labs to examine the evidence. We'll use our considerable leverage to, I don't know, bring whatever independent investigation to the scene. We will fund it. We will make sure that once it's done, the media has the information. It's spread far and wide. We don't want anyone thinking we had anything to do with this. Do you think that's going to happen? I ask rhetorically. What a joke. If they weren't guilty, wouldn't they do that? You know what? Boeing, show that you... You know what I'm saying. Anyway, we're headed to a break. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
takes a lot less time.
Welcome back. Oh, it's so insane what's going on, and it's very upsetting. So the two scenes, you know, the stabbing scene and Saving Private Ryan, we're encouraged to, you know, what the German soldier says is what's so upsetting. That's what's happening. You know, just be quiet. It'll all be over soon. Don't fight it. We're encouraged to do that to one another, to ourselves, or to sit around, to stand by idly, as Upham does, as Mellish is killed. Similarly, I would say, you know, you have the scene from Hannibal, which was the remake. 1991 was Silence of the Lambs. 2001 was Hannibal with Julianne Moore and Ray Liotta. And Anthony Hopkins is feeding Ray Liotta his own brain. They're drugged. You know, in the Don Lemon interview, Elon Musk said, I would encourage people maybe to talk to their doctor about ketamine instead of SSRIs. That's interesting. But again, I think it's, you know, the technique of infamy. Why do you need any sort of psychotropics or psychedelics or any mind-altering drugs? So they're drugged, and Anthony Hopkins is feeding Ray Liotta his brain while he goes, man, something smells really good. What is that? Oh, something smells delicious. It's horrifying. What's going on? These freaky people who, you know, make a career of this garbage. And again, this is why women shouldn't do this, should not be involved in this. What kind of women? The Victoria Nulands of the world, the Stacey Pettyjohns of the world, the Hillary Clintons of the world. You know, if you can, who was it? I think Glenn Beck said it 10 years ago. He said, when the women start going this direction, we know society is in trouble. I think he was right about that. History tells us when that happens, because, you know, what then anchors a woman who is made by God to be nurturing and loving and compassionate when she goes full tilt Clausewitz? Total war. By all means. By any and all means. That'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. Stick around. I'll be right back after this short break.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.